Laura, we keep hearing all sorts of news reports about the number of immigrants that are coming across the border, most of them, if not all of them, illegally. Talk a little bit, if you will, to begin here about the scope of the problem.
We have reached historic levels of illegal immigration under the Biden administration. From day one, he came in and halted very effective policies that had been maintaining border security. And so the numbers have rapidly risen under Joe Biden. His first year in office, we saw over 1 million illegal alien encounters by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. To contrast that, in 2020, we had 646,000 for the year. So Biden's first year, that jumps to over 1.9 million. His second year in office, 2022, that jumped to over 2.7 million illegal alien encounters. And we just received the final month numbers, September, for 2023 fiscal year. And that year was over 3.2 million illegal aliens. So grand total under Biden's administration is 7.6 million illegal aliens that CBP has encountered, either between the ports of entry by the Border Patrol or at ports of entry, also by CBP.
So we have this flood of illegal aliens coming into the country here, Laura. This raises the question, is this opening the door for terrorists to come into the country? And also, what impact is that having on the illegal drug trade, including fentanyl, which has become a major problem in states all across the country?
Yes, it absolutely opens the door to terrorism. So in addition to the eye-popping number I gave you, 7.6 million illegal aliens, is another at least 1.6 million known gotaways. These are people who evaded the Border Patrol, but CBP uses the term known because they can trace footprints, they can see images on video, et cetera. And in addition to that population, there's an unknown number of gotaways, which we obviously don't have a number for. But looking at the 1.6 million known gotaways for a moment. So as part of Biden's open border, he has been shoveling hundreds of millions, really billions of dollars to non-governmental organizations or NGOs to help carry this open border agenda out. So there are NGOs all along the southern border, but also clear down to Panama, and they receive illegal aliens, process them, and then give them a plane ticket or a bus ticket anywhere in the U.S. that the alien wants to go to. So they're providing shelter, food, they provide other social services. And when someone chooses to not turn themselves in to Border Patrol and get a free ticket anywhere that they want to go, but rather evade the Border Patrol, these known gotaways, they're doing so for a reason. They don't want to be captured. They don't want to be fingerprinted, because among them are going to be terror watch list hits, convicted aggravated felons, drug smugglers, human traffickers, gang members. Another historic number for Biden, that 1.6 million known gotaways that we have to be very worried about for terror threats. And that number finishes up fiscal year 23, but you know, just the first weeks of October, CBP has been seeing too many more aliens from special interest countries as well.
This is, of course, very deeply concerning, and Republicans in Congress are wanting to try and get a grip on the situation, bring some control to the border. They have proposed H.R. 2. Want to talk a bit about what H.R. 2 would do?
Well, the Biden administration simply wants more money to keep this processing enterprise going. What is truly needed to stop the flow is our policy changes, and this is where H.R. 2 comes in. This is the Secure the Border Act. The House passed it in May of this year, and it has many key provisions to solve long-term illegal immigration problems that we have suffered. For example, asylum fraud. Asylum is, I view, the second most important immigration benefit that we give as a country after U.S. citizenship. And yet, it is highly, highly defrauded, because people know if they come in and say a few words of fear, they can get into the U.S. and then eventually file an asylum claim, because it'll be years before their case is heard and ultimately decided. And people use this to game the system and to stay in the U.S. longer. And so H.R. 2 includes provisions like, if you are truly fleeing for your life, you must apply for asylum in the first safe country in which you enter, not traverse five countries to country shop because you wanted to come to the U.S. all along and then claim asylum. And if you do that, we're going to send you back to that first safe country you entered. And if you want to apply for asylum there, go ahead. We did this under the Trump administration, and it was very effective. H.R. 2 would also mandate the Remain in Mexico program. Right now, the immigration statute reads that the secretary may send someone back to Mexico to await their proceedings. H.R. 2 changes that to shall. And again, that was a very effective tool, because when prior to that, we had caravans of illegal aliens coming to our border, because they knew they could say a few words of fear, get in and disappear. But when we implemented the Remain in Mexico program and they learned that, no, they had to stay in Mexico, they could still apply for asylum, but they weren't going to live in the U.S. to do it, then the caravan stopped coming. Other provisions that H.R. 2 has is it closes a loophole that exists with unaccompanied children. Right now in the law, if you're an unaccompanied child from Mexico or Canada, you are sent back to those countries. But if you're from anywhere else in the world, we bring you into the U.S., put you into removal proceedings, and give you a host of immigration benefits. And so, not surprisingly, we've seen the number of unaccompanied children rapidly rise and hit another record high under Joe Biden. And so H.R. 2 closes that loophole and treats unaccompanied children from whatever country the same. It also gets rid of catch and release, which is a serious pull factor for illegal immigration, because people know if they're not going to be immigration detained in the U.S., but they're let out and can go work, then that's what they're going to come here for. It's a lengthy bill. It's got other key parts, including mandatory E-Verify for employment verification and some other tools as well. But it's what is needed to actually stop the flow right now. Simply throwing more money at the Biden administration, which is what they're asking for, is only going to result in even more border insecurity. We need these policy changes.
America's border insecurity. We've been talking with Laura Reese, who is director of the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation, based in Washington, D.C. Laura's obviously written extensively about this and other immigration issues. Laura, tell us a bit about Heritage. Where can folks go also on the web to read your various policy briefs and other writings on this topic?
They can go to heritage.org. We have an immigration page. And Heritage is a conservative think tank, and we focus on trying to build an America where freedom, opportunity, prosperity, and civil society can flourish. And so that's sorely needed these days, and I hope people will go to the website and check it out.
Indeed. Laura Reese of the Heritage Foundation. Laura, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.